Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. A second Senate Republican is calling for President Trump to resign in the wake of Wednesday's breach of the Capitol. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, it comes as House Democrats forge ahead with impeachment plans.
Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey, who is set to retire in 2022, told CNN's State of the Union that it's time for Trump to resign.
I think at this point, with just a few days left, it's the best path forward, the best way to get this person in the rearview mirror for us. That could happen immediately. I'm not optimistic it will, but I do think that would be the best way forward.
Meanwhile, House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn says Democratic leadership is resolute in voting this upcoming week on articles of impeachment against Trump. He suggested Democrats may wait several months before sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. This would ensure a Senate trial wouldn't distract from President-elect Joe Biden's early legislative priorities. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Hundreds of people may ultimately face charges related to the storming of the Capitol. That's according to Michael Sherwin, acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. NPR's Martin Costi has details.
Sherwin says the investigation is massive as federal agents and police comb through evidence at the Capitol and online. He says there's a wide variety of potential criminal charges, ranging from theft of federal property to murder. And he anticipates that they'll find evidence of coordination between at least some of the rioters. But Sherwin says it's not his place to characterize the political nature of the violence.
I don't want this tyranny of labels saying this was sedition, this was, a coup. But what I will say is it was criminal.
At the same time, Sherwin says he is prepared to investigate elected officials if that's where the evidence leads. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Advocates for prisoners say incarcerated people should be prioritized to receive the coronavirus vaccine. Infection rates in prisons are 3 to 4 times that of the general public. And Chris Bolt of member station WAER reports activists say they can threaten surrounding communities.
State data reviewed by the Marshall Project and the Associated Press finds 1 in 5 inmates has tested positive. In Arkansas and South Dakota prisons, it's over 55%. New Yorkers United for Justice director Alexander Horwitz says inmates and corrections workers are being ignored.
These infections are going unchecked, undocumented, and untreated in facilities, and that is a totally unacceptable outcome.
They're calling for more testing and vaccinations for prisoners and the release of nonviolent inmates who are older or who have health risks for COVID. For NPR News, I'm Chris Bolt in Syracuse.
This is NPR. Pakistan is recovering from a nearly nationwide blackout that began late yesterday. Officials say they've identified a major technical fault in the country's power generation and distribution systems. Major cities, including Islamabad, Karachi, and Lahore, went dark. Power is being restored in phases today. Pope Francis has added his voice to global condemnation of the mob violence at the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports the Pope is urging Americans to protect democracy.
Pope Francis said Sunday, violence is always self-destructive, nothing is gained, much is lost. Speaking in his weekly address, he said he's praying for the 5 people who died in what he called those dramatic moments in the siege of the seat of Congress. I appeal to the authorities of the country and to the entire population, Francis said, to maintain a lofty sense of responsibility in order to calm things down, promote national reconciliation, and safeguard democratic values that are rooted in American society. The Pope sent an affectionate greeting to all Americans and said he's praying that they keep alive a culture of caring as the principal path to building together the common good. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The White House says President Trump plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border in Alamo, Texas this week. He's due to celebrate his administration's work on a border wall. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.